Day 216, or August the 4th. Return to God and serve Him. Our thoughts today are rooted in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 19. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you repent, I will restore you that you may serve me. If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesman. Let this people turn to you, but you must not turn to them. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Jeremiah tells the people of Judah that they are in trouble because they've broken their covenant or agreement with God. God has kept his side, but they have broken theirs. Memories are short, and the rebellious action of their fellow Israelites, who are now no longer living in the north of the land, has faded as the people of Judah proceed to make lifestyle changes which will result in judgment from God. They are cold and distant, but Jeremiah still reminds them that God will forgive them if they return to him. They must have thought that as they are at least outwardly religious, then God will forgive them. They will have to learn the hard way that God looks on the heart and not only at actions performed in his name. And now, our action step for today. The God of covenants tells his people that he will restore them, but they must first return to him. As his people, they will speak wisely when they speak as his representatives, and they must be the good influence in society, rather than letting their godless neighbours take centre stage. God's people must be influential for his sake today. When believers are amongst the movers and shakers of our land, then we can truly be the salt and light that we ought to be. The first step is to return to God. Then we will be restored just like John promises many centuries later in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Don't waste another minute. Be reconciled back to God and then shine for him wherever you are.